Back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhard. In the background, we hear the great Yesala with Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. As you are noticing, there is an additional hour added to this particular week's programming, and we'll be doing this for several weeks, 8 or 9 weeks at least. You'll hear more about that if you tune in and stay tuned for the third hour. And I've been having thoughts of maybe using the third hour to play some broadcasts from 20, 30 years ago. We'll see about that. In any event, we're going to be featuring for the first part of this particular program recordings from an album that was produced by Aderet. You know, that's Mendy Werdiger, and his son Meir remastered and restored and edited certain selections of the great cantors from the past. And he came out with a new album. It was called Pure Chazanis, and it features Rosenblatt, Pinchuk, Werdiger, Kopfkagen, Reutemann, Oischer, Pinkasovich, Glantz, Hirschman, and Sirota. And we're going to be hearing some of the outstanding restorations, if you will, that Meir has produced. So let's go on to the classic of Leib Glantz. Glantz was born in 1898. He died in 1964 in Israel. He certainly was a classic, really a classic artist. This is his wonderful, wonderful Shema Yisrael, Leib Glantz. Okay, Leib Glantz. Well, we haven't heard much of Cop of Coggan, and I made a note that I really have to feature Cop of Coggan in the near future. I write a lot of notes with reminders, and Cop of Coggan is certainly a very important cantor that I've somewhat neglected. But let's hear the remastered, fantastic Kiddush L'Shabbos with Bensinon Cop of Coggan, who was born in 1899 and he died in 1953, young age of 54. Okay, Bensinon Cop of Coggan.
vacharta. Kivon vacharta. Veyosan kidashta.
Okay, one more selection from this wonderful album, Pure Chazanis. And you should buy some CDs for people whom you love, and you never know, you might get somebody on a kick for a lifelong love of this outstanding aspect of our people and our religion, Chazanis. Okay, we're going to hear Gershon Sirota, born in 1874. He died in 1943, and by now you know it was while he was in the Warsaw Ghetto, and he and his entire family were were unfortunately murdered. Birkat HaChodesh. These are recordings from the 30s, and as you are aware, the 33 and a thirds did not come into existence until around 1948-49, so these were old 78 recordings, and it's always very hard to understand how the clarity of those recordings, how difficult it was. The way they recorded, as you know, prior to 1925, they sang into a big horn. They didn't even have the electrical recordings. They were acoustical recordings. Anyway, more about that some other time. Okay, this is a little different. I'm picking up about a quarter of the way through a particular show that I did 11 years ago, November 28th, 2005. You'll hear me giving a comment about Cantor Bobby Vague, coming on to the program in the next week or two to do a Kusevitzky special. Of course, that was commemorating the late Moshe Kusevitzky. We just recently went to a 50th commemoration with Cantor Bobby Vague just a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, let's go back 11 years and see what life was like for the world of Chazanis with Charlie Bernhout.
We haven't heard from Zev Krohn, who was the cantor at the congregation Anshei Svard in Borough Park. He'll be chanting Le'olam Yehei Odom, recited in the early morning Shacharis service. Zev Krohn.
Oh, Rabbi.
That was Zev Kroin with Le'olam Yehei Odom from the morning chakra service. Always let a person be God-fearing privately and publicly. Acknowledge the truth. Speak the truth within his heart. Very, very good words, to say the least. Well, we haven't heard from Shmuel Vagoda for quite a while. Here's a classic, Morin Divishmaya from the Slichas service. Thank you.
rondi bishe mayu. Nach mis hanenon. Nach, nach mis hanenon. Ay, ay, ay. You are here, 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 you are
That was Shmuel Vagoda with Morin de Vishmaya. Well, we're playing classics. Let's hear Pierre Pinchik. He'll be chanting Elokai Neshama. These words are, this is also from the morning chakra service. My God, the soul you placed within me is pure. You created it, you fashioned it, you breathed it into me. You safeguard it within me, and eventually you will take it from me and restore it to me in time to come. As long as the soul is within me, I gratefully thank you, Hashem, my God, and the God of my forefathers, master of all works. We'll hear Pierre Pinchik, Elokai Neshama.
Nesomo, shenu papobi,
Certainly something very mysterious in the voice of Pinchik. He was very appropriately singing Rosa de Chavez, Mystery of the Chavez. Next selection, another classic. Okay, I'm into classics this evening. Let's hear David Kusovitsky's classic of Chassidische Kaddish, and we'll be hearing more from our friend Bobby Vague. We're going to have some more of the Kusovitskys in the next few weeks after the December 18th concert. Cantor Vague will be sharing some more of this wonderful, wonderful, rare recordings. But in the meantime, let's hear this. I don't think many of you have heard this for a while. David Kusovitsky.
Iskandar, Iskandar, Shemeh, Eidah, Oh,
Classic David Kusevitsky, Chassidische Kaddish. Cantor Boruch Erblich was a native of Israel, is a native of Israel, a seventh generation Sabra. He was at the Gateshead Yeshiva in England, and at the time of this recording in 1989, he was officiating at Congregation B'nai David Judea of Los Angeles, one of the largest Orthodox synagogues on the West Coast. This was from a live performance. Let's hear his version of Shomer Yisrael, Yossel Rosenblatt's wonderful, wonderful composition.
Oh,
That was Cantor Baruch Erblich. At the time that this was recorded, about 16 years ago, he was in California. Our next cantor is Moshe Shur, who was born and raised in Montreal, Canada, into a Chabad family with a long tradition of Balei Tefillah. As a child, he learned Nusach from his father, Reb Zalman, and at the age of Bar Mitzvah, he began conducting High Holy Day services across North America. We'll hear Cantor Moshe Shur singing Shoma Vatismach Tzion Togel. This is from Hashem Moloch Togel Ho'oretz. That's from Kabbalah Shabbos. This is Moshe Shur. Shoma Vatismach Tzion. And let's see, this was a composition by Eisenstadt.
What is a matioi? What a Yeah. so I may in all the joys proceed of, in all the joys proceed of me all the joy, me all the joy, me all the joy, yet he.
Cantor Baruch Shor. I don't know when the Aleph duo broke up, but I think it was around 15 years ago. Aleph were Avraham and Avshalom. Avraham Albrecht and Avraham Svira. At the time of this was recorded, I know that Avi Albrecht was in Douglaston, and I think Avshalom Svira is in Florida. Let's hear their version of Yibane Hamikdash.
Shir, shir, shir.
That was Avi Albrecht and Avshalom Sfira when they were the Olive Duo. I know that Avi Albrecht is doing a wonderful, wonderful job with Meir Panim. He is a cantor in a very, very large congregation, an Orthodox congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. And my hat goes off to you, Avi, on all the good work you're doing for the needy in Israel. I have so many recordings, and I never know when they were recorded. This was the Israeli Cantors Festival. I think it was about 20 years ago, and they never put a date on it, but this is a choir with many Israeli cantors. This particular festival had Ari Brown, Binyamin Unger, Yitzhak Eshel, and Yehoshua Lehrer. We'll hear Ari Brown, who was the chief cantor of the Israeli Armed Forces. He'll be chanting L'Kael Baruch. And in the beginning of the recording, you'll hear the choir of the cantors, the Israeli cantors choir at that time.
Oh.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed this. As I noted, this was first played on November 28th, 2005, 11 years ago. That was the section beginning with Zev Krohn and ending with Ari Brown. Hope you enjoyed it, and there are some programs from the past that I think I'll be sharing now and then. Thanks for joining with me, and don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising.